You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, we're live, Radio Row, in Baltimore, Maryland for Army-Navy. The game is tomorrow. We're here doing the show today. Coming up, we'll be joined by RG3. Robert Griffin III will join us coming up at noon today. Mark Ingram, former NFL running back with the Ravens at one point. He will be here coming up with us at 12:45. We'll get to a same-game parlay for the Eagles game on Sunday. Hugh, of course, we got a guest that takes one of your favorite things that we do every week.
I hate it.
You've been on a pretty good roll with guest that
takes. Well, because I workshop them before we actually put them on the air.
That's usually how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, but it's like I really workshop mine.
Yeah, in the notebook?
Yes, I do.
Okay. No. All right, we'll get to everyone's phone calls here in a second. On the Eagles, you expect the offense to break out on Sunday. Against my better judgment, I do. I think this is a game they're going to score some points. Nobody seems to want it. Very few people agree they're going to score any points on Sunday. All right, let me just ask this a different way. If we're not sure the offense is going to break out, are we positive they're going to be winning the game in the fourth quarter comfortably or no?
Are we going to be confident that they're winning the game? Wait a minute. Frame again.
Right, so you're not confident they're going to score a lot of points, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel confident in the fourth quarter they're winning the game comfortably without scoring a lot of points?
No.
Well, what are we doing?
Joe.
It's the Raiders.
Joe. What? Like you heard Mike Mayock talk about. What about 22-19 to you feels comfortable? Seriously.
So, okay. Hold on. I think – when I heard him, I think he was referencing their path to get back to a Super Bowl.
Yes.
22-19 against the Packers, I understand. 22-19 against the Seahawks, I understand. This is the Raiders. That's not 22-19 is not acceptable on Sunday. You know that and I know that.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is acceptable.
They are 11.5-point favorites.
Joe, listen to me. I'm trying to help you out, Joe.
No.
It's acceptable. You know why? Because you won. Like, we – listen – this is closer to the NFL that I played in than any other time. So this is where you have to be comfortable.
The Jets y'all version or the Eagles version?
See, that was uncalled for. that was totally uncalled for. That was uncalled for.
Kind of cooked it.
But I get what you're saying. You're worse than these Twitter trolls because I work with you every day. you're a menace. You've turned into a straight up and out menace.
While I say it.
No. But here's – man, listen. This offense has struggled mightily against some of the worst defenses in the NFL. Okay, is that fair to say?
Okay, you mentioned the Bears and Cowboys recently.
The Bears, the Cowboys,
Chargers, Lions, and Packers are not bad defenses.
They were decent, yeah. But they still, like against the run, they were one of the worst teams against the run. We were able to run the ball against them, but we still lost. So my thing to you is, I'm saying to you is this. Stop with the comfortable games. It's not going to be comfortable. That's not the team that we are right now. We got to gut some of these things out, man.
I get that, and I know that's going to happen against good teams. I just hope it doesn't happen against the Raiders. All right, let's hear Elliot Shore-Parks this morning on with the morning show, talking about his expectations for the offense and how this looks on Sunday.
I don't think they're going to blow the Raiders out. No. I mean, let's just be honest. Like, it's an unfamiliar opponent, 1 o'clock. It's going to be snowing, or at least close to it. It's going to be cloudy. It's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. The chances this team puts up 30 points just feel pretty slim. And, I think two actual concerns in this matchup are Max Crosby only lines up almost exclusively across from the right tackle. Fred Johnson was limited in practice with the ankle, and it doesn't seem like Lane's going to play. So it's possible that there's a third-string right tackle going up against Max Crosby. And if there's anything the Raiders' defense is good at, it's stopping the run. They're top 5 in the league in yards per attempt allowed. So I can very easily put together a scenario where Max Crosby's getting to Jalen. They can't run the ball, and he can't throw the ball in the wind. So, I think they're going to win the game, but would it shock me if it's like 19-7 or, 13-6? Like, no, I think it's going to be an ugly football game because that's what the Eagles play this year.
All right, he did bring up one thing that we haven't touched on today. So there was a hope that Lane Johnson was going to come back for this game. Lane Johnson's not going to play on Sunday. That was Jeff McClain had that yesterday. So we're still a week away from Lane. And then what was Fred Johnson limited in practice yesterday? So
yeah.
Okay, so we're banged up with our backup tackle against Max Crosby. Not great. Kyle, we were talking earlier about the first drive, because we're having this discussion, too, about the pledge and our pledge and boos or cheers early. Just do it based on what they do. But we found the odds for the Eagles' first drive. Mm-hmm. Q, I'm curious what you would bet on here, given these options. All right, what are the odds on this?
All right, so first drive punt plus 120. First drive offensive touchdown plus 230. Field goal is plus 360, and any other, which would be turnovers, defensive touchdowns, safeties, etc., plus 550.
First drive for the Eagles on Sunday. Is it a punt? Is it a touchdown? Is it a field goal? Or is it a turnover? It's only 4 options.
Leave me alone. No, I know we're on the air.
Live radio.
I'm gonna say a field goal.
Oh, all right.
I'll take a field goal because I feel like – but listen, I said that I feel like we have to take the points that are given to us. And if they come out with their first drive and they matriculate the ball down the field and they bog down, which is more likely than anything out in those scenarios, they bog down when they get closer to the red zone, I'll take the field goal.
What's that, plus 360 on the field goal?
So that's what we do in the parlay? We putting that in the parlay?
Ooh. I hadn't thought about that. Can you parlay the first drive?
Let's parlay the first drive.
Put that in.
What's that, the field goal?
Yeah.
That's your choice, yeah.
Okay, field goal. I'm putting that down in my leg.
That's good.
I mean, the punt is probably the better bet, right, if we're being real?
No. Well, we're going field goal because I feel like they're going to move the ball. Now, were they punching in on the first drive? Probably not. Like, it doesn't feel like that.
I think touchdown's the best bet.
See, now you're being too
lofty. Now we're talking.
See? Now you're being too lofty.
It is the Raiders, guys.
That's what I've been trying to say all day. They were
so
playing
take the three,
the
Kyle.
Raiders.
No.
I'll bet you $4 more.
You want to keep losing
that money? They're not scoring on the first drive. I bet you $4 that. They're not scoring on the first drive.
You're going to be out of money soon.
Yeah, you got yourself a deal.
I mean, how many $4 bets? What happened?
I only made bucks. Matter of fact, I owe you $4 now because I didn't get a chance.
Where is that, by the way?
I didn't get a chance to count the pennies out.
Sure.
I'll count them out tonight.
You know what I'm really feeling here?
What's that?
This is going to be like that Raiders game in 2017.
Oh, the NFC, first round number one seed clinching night.
Yes.
Right, Christmas night?
Yep. Low scoring, super cold, bad weather, a slog. And we're all pissed off after it.
But we won.
Yeah.
So
that doesn't mean we're not pissed off.
I mean, we're Eagles fans. That's what we're going to do. Yep. But I just want to win.
So it's funny you brought that game up. You know, I got to interview Doug Peterson by accident the next morning.
The Doug.
I was in for Angelo the next morning on the morning show. And, Doug would call in. Obviously, the head coach of the Eagles calls in, right? Doug didn't realize, the morning show was off. And he just called. So the phone rang. And I forget who I was hosting with. But it was the call screen just said Doug Peterson. And I was like, that's not really Doug Peterson, right? And they're like, yeah, Doug's on the line.
That's great.
So we just had Doug on. And he was thrilled
to not have to talk to Angelo?
Probably after that offensive performance. But That was an ugly game. What was the score of that game? Like 10-7?
Yeah.
It was very low score.
Yeah, it was like, I would say like 16-10 or something.
Oh,
like,
my God. All right. Can we just please score some points then? Let's go back to the phone lines here. Adam in upstate New York has a thought on the standing ovation pledge for the game on Sunday. What's up, Adam?
Yeah, I just like to go on the complete 180 of that. How about the offensive players go out and give the fans the standing ovation for going to the games for how bad they've been this season?
I like that.
They're getting paid all this money. My 13-year-old daughter has been begging me to take her to her first Eagles game, and you're in over a grand by the time you get two tickets, and for us, it's a 3-hour drive to the stadium.
That's a dad that bought a lot of Christmas gifts already.
I can't do it. I can't take her to a game with this offense, man, like this. I can't do it.
Hey, listen, like, Pops, I feel you, man. Like, every dad, right about this time, they're counting money in their head. Like, every dad out there is thinking about that. Hey, man, I feel your pain, bro. But listen, your baby girl will have the time of her life. Your pockets are going to be a little lighter, but hey, guess what? January soon come, and it'll be all over. You got a whole year to recoup that money.
It sounds like you're talking to yourself.
I'm just talking to every pops out there. This, because it's the truth. Every dad around this time of the year, you're like, damn, whole lot of money going out, but everybody's smiling. You know, and that's the gift that we get. We never get what we want for Christmas.
We get their smiles.
We get their smiles. That's it. And so that's worth it all, Dad. So suck it up. It's going to be all right. January right around the corner, bro. We can recoup all that cash we just
Unfortunately spent. For you, Adam, there's not smiles watching this Eagles offense right now. You can't guarantee those.
They got to learn at some point.
What, that the team kids, might suck once in a while? Yeah. Well, that's
learn what?
Adam, good phone call, man.
Wait a minute. What is he talking about? Learn what?
Well, Adam was
– No, I'm talking about Kyle.
Adam's going through it with, like, it's tough to bring the kid to the game because he doesn't want to drop the grand to watch them not move the football because they stink right now on offense.
But it's not about you, Adam. It's about the kids.
No, but Kyle's saying
the kids got to learn
that sometimes
that
you might go to a game
sunshine
and they lose.
And rainbows.
Okay,
yeah.
I give you that. I know what you was talking about, Kyle. I got defensive. You know, thinking about the money.
We know what happened.
Dog, what does RG3 have on? What the hell is he wearing?
Well, I'm excited to get him on YouTube with us.
The big cowboy hat. Oh, he's from Texas.
Yeah.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you expect anything less?
Dude, I'm like, what the hell?
Is that your first question at noon?
Like, hold up, wait a minute. Look, I'm just looking at it and be like, wow, really?
All right, let's go to Eric in California while Hugh workshops this whole thing. What's up, Eric?
Wow, hey, really, dude? Like you just got off a horse.
Eric, what's going on?
Okay, so sorry, I was distracted by Hugh's reaction to this.
Yes, we all were. That's okay. It's just a live radio show. It's not a big deal.
Here's an idea. We have an unusual, unique opportunity coming up. We got basically two Commander games, almost back-to-back. You start Jalen on one, You start Tanner on the other, now and you see the difference.
Hugh, your thought? Two commander games that have spanned 3 weeks. We start Jalen in one, Tanner in the other.
It's removing the variables.
You see the difference.
I ain't going to lie, dog. When you start talking about Tanner McKee, I checked out. Like, I ain't going to lie.
Wow.
I mean, that's not going to happen.
You called him the future.
Now you're abandoning Tanner McKee.
You started this.
First of all.
You wouldn't take anything less than the first round pick from last year's draft.
First of all,
you wanted the ninth pick.
I like how you. I appreciate y'all waiting till Friday to twist my words.
Yeah, we don't forget.
But no, not in this scenario. No, Tanner McKee on the bench. He's not playing. Nah. And he's not playing this year. That's for sure. We got to get Jalen. Like, we got to figure out what Jalen is. Well, we know what he is.
Yeah. Okay.
But we got to figure out. We got to let Jalen work through this, man. We got to let him work through
this. Well, to a certain extent. I
mean, no, we got to let him work through
this. No, we get five turnovers again, and I will not be the only one screaming for McKee.
We faced the same defense in 3 weeks. It's like, how better to compare and contrast the quarterbacks? What if McKee goes out there and puts up 38 points, and we go, whoa, I guess we got our answer.
Well, so that would, Eric, if they ever did something like your idea, first of all, the place would melt down. The city would melt down. Two, if Tanner McKee went out there and scored 38, we know what would happen. I know what would happen.
It would be an interesting week, that's for sure.
Yes, it would.
Might get that standing ovation.
Nah.
Hugh?
I'm not standing ovation. That's what you're asking me to do?
No.
Like, with a straight face?
I'm not asking you to do anything.
You asking me to be okay with it?
Yeah.
Kyle, you always made me cuss on the air. And I don't even think Buzz.
Not only are we on the air, we're in polite company.
No.
This is an esteemed event, Hugh.
Somehow we keep getting invited back.
This is the problem that I have with this. Is that, no, this is Philadelphia, number one. That's the biggest reason. We don't do that here. Not for our football.
Yeah, I'm kidding. I would never.
And number two, we have to stop being super sensitive when it comes to criticism.
Oh, that's
we got to stop doing that. Everybody gets criticized. Nobody's above criticism. Nobody's above criticism. Jalen's having a rough patch. Yeah, he is. And we all know his resume. But he had five turnovers. That's a fact. Get over it. Is he going to play better? I hope so. But for everybody that's out there that's mad at me for the choice of words that I use to describe Jalen, you need to kiss my ass. Like, seriously. Wow. Because he's not going to be handled any different than any other quarterback that we talk about. So just stop it. It's ridiculous. I know what he's done, and I know what he's accomplished. And I talk about that every day on this station about what he's accomplished. But if he's not playing well, he's not playing
well.
That's
right, Hugh. The resume doesn't matter.
It took us a while. We got there.
It does matter. It does matter. That's why we're not bitching.
Let's pull it back.
I almost got you to walk right into my trap. I'm just saying. We have to stop coddling him. We got to stop that.
I think, actually, when you bring up resume credentials, it works both ways. So you're right that because of Monday, he doesn't lose his job, right? He has played too long, done too much to have one horrendous game and totally lose his job. I agree with you. But, Hugh, the other side of that coin is, isn't he too good of a player to play like this for 5 weeks?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the
point. Well, that's
why, for me, there's an issue here. I thought he had graduated past this kind of five-week stretch.
And
the reality is he hasn't.
The reality is this. Jalen has not been playing well, but he's been in Jalen's wheelhouse the last 5 weeks. The biggest difference is these last 3 weeks, they've lost. And the biggest difference is last week he had five turnovers. That's why this conversation is so divisive for some. It's because, you know, people look at that and be like, oh, give him a chance. First and foremost, because I see y'all can't differentiate from who's talking what or saying anything. I never called for Jalen's benching. I've always said that he deserves to get back on the horse and get this thing going. But for those that have, that's a conversation.
Yeah, also I think I haven't heard a single person this week, including myself, say he shouldn't play the Raiders game. Really, what I heard this week was, and this was started with Joe's question to Nick Sirianni, right? If this keeps happening, then what, right?
Yeah, Joe, that's fair. Yeah, that's a fair conversation.
Obviously, he started the game Sunday, and he should. I mean, that was never a question. The question is, what are they going to do if this doesn't stop? That becomes it. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. Good morning, Aaron.
Oh, God.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Aaron, how are we doing?
So, Joe, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I actually agree with you today. You know, this whole idea of this isn't baseball, okay? There's no crying in football. You know, this is what needs to happen is Merrill Reese or Howie Roseman or Jeffrey Lurie needs to go into that locker room, needs to throw over the table and say, wake the hell up, boys. Get your heads out of your batoots and start playing some football. That's what needs to happen.
Is it Howie flipping the table or is it Merrill?
I think Merrill would be like the precipice because it would be so unexpected that he would get everybody's attention, and they all got to respect the hell out of him. So I think Merrill would be the one.
Well, I mean, that certainly would get everyone's attention, Aaron. Do you expect the offense to break out here?
You know what? And Joe, you didn't let me finish my, you know, points. You cut me off the last couple days.
Well, Aaron,
good.
I'm looking out for everyone and myself here.
No, here's what I want to say is the last three games that we've played, okay, even though there's been so many negatives out there, and Jalen Hurts has been responsible for some of those things, there are so many positives in two of those three games that there is hope that they can turn this around. Now,
I
don't know if you heard Mike Mayock.
Two out of three games? What other game was there positive?
Name three positives.
They ran the ball well.
No, he said two out of three games.
Jalen Hurts had multiple plays. Jalen Hurts had multiple plays that were called back on penalties. Okay? He had multiple dying throws that were dropped by receivers.
I don't want to do this again, but I keep hearing something. Sometimes a play that is called back on a penalty looks good because of the penalty. We know this, right? Like, perhaps the holding is why the guy ran 20 yards without being tackled.
Yeah.
Like, we act as if the penalty falls out of outer space and it doesn't affect the play. The penalty is why the plays look good.
By the way, I thought we were anti-hypotheticals when it comes to quarterbacks.
Well,
can I finish my point?
Let me finish the
Please,
point.
Just hurry up.
My point is, good. And you didn't,
yeah, go
I don't
ahead.
Know if you heard Mike Mayock earlier, he talked about being a great coach is getting the most out of your players.
Yes.
And Jalen Hurts with this offense, and I watched on Monday, this offense try to run the ball up the middle, and it was like the defense already knew it was coming, and there was no success, and they did it over and over and over, like they're beating their heads against a brick wall. And then finally, when they threw some pizzazz in there, when they threw some play action, it went off for a 25-yard play.
They do have cheese,
the coaches have got to get the best out of Jalen Hurts. They have to.
Got to mix a salad in.
Perhaps they're getting the best they can out of him. Have you thought about that possibility?
No, they haven't, because I don't care if he's stubborn or whatever he is. You've got to scheme the plays. And if Kevin Petullo gets picked up by somebody, fantastic. That means that we can bring in a mastermind to run this offense with it.
Yeah,
but
then we have a new OC again.
What mastermind? Mastermind.
I don't know. You got Brian Daboll out there. You got
Brian Daboll's
the guy from Miami that's going to lose his job.
I don't know about that.
I mean, listen, Aaron, to your point, I think there's a chance they could hire a former head coach to be a coordinator. That could happen. Yeah, but I don't know about mastermind.
The only way, and there's no, if Drew Bledsoe had played he could have played as terrible as possible, there was no way that Tom Brady would have set foot on that field for an injury. So the only way that Tanner McKee is going to set foot on that field, if God forbid something happens to the Sky Marshal, and the field general. But listen, guys, let's throw some positive vibes in that stadium. Let's root for our team with a reckless abandon. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right, Aaron. We got through the phone call that time. I guess it was progress.
Yeah, good job.
Hugh and I got distracted.
Yeah. What are you guys talking about, lunch?
Yeah.
You're talking about lunch. Sandwiches, they got them roast beef sandwiches. I know you don't eat those, but they're pretty good.
There's some stuff in there for you. We're going to get some lunch. Also, we're going to talk to RG3, who Hugh already said hi to during this segment.
He rode a horse.
Are you going to ask him about that?
Yeah.
And we're going to talk more about his outfit? All right, RG3 is going to join us coming up. His take on this, and he's been through the life of a quarterback as they try to throw a lot at him. First, not throw a lot at him. His development obviously was altered by an injury. But what does he think about what the Eagles' offense is right now? We'll talk to RG3 next on Radio Row from.
I got another read.
I think you do. Yes.
Stall him out, Debo.
Yeah. Okay. That's live radio isn't the best avenue for stalling. You realize this, right?
Okay, wait a minute.
215-592-9494, a well-oiled machine. It is the Midday Show.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.